The Anchorage landfill is now the owner of about 80 tons of highly contested Bristol Bay salmon from the Accutane. Even after a disastrous season where the boat ended up disabled, the crew was hopeful the fish could be saved and they would get paid. Zoe Sobel of Alaska's Energy Desk has the story of how so much valuable salmon ended up going to waste.
The fishing vessel Accutane is a custom processor. This summer, it was supposed to process up to 100,000 pounds of salmon a day for Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC, a small group of fishermen. But nearly everything that could go wrong did. The vessel's owner went broke, the crew wasn't paid, and when 158,000 pounds of fish came off the boat in early September, a third-party testing group, NSF, declared it unfit for human or animal consumption. Captain Steve Leck-Leitner says the only test NSF ran on the fish was a sniff test, meaning the tester smelled the fish to determine it was bad.
I kind of chuckled a little bit, you know, but that's how they're certified.
Leck-Leitner says a representative from Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC selected the four 50-pound bags that NSF tested. That means less than 0.1% of all the fish was tested. Because the fish was so highly contested, Leck-Leitner says he suggested to the NSF tester that additional testing be done.
She told me that full testing could be done, but it had to be contracted. And Bristol Bay Seafoods didn't pay for that, and they didn't want the report released.
NSF declined to comment for this story, saying they wanted to keep the testing confidential. In a statement, a lawyer representing Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC said the company believes the fish was polluted sometime between mid-August and when the fish was removed from the processor in early September. The lawyer says when the fish was unloaded, 25,000 pounds were visibly saturated with fuel. Additionally, the lawyer says it's unclear whether the Accutane crew contaminated the fish on purpose or through negligence. Chief Engineer Decio Andrade says it wouldn't make sense for the crew to destroy the fish since their pay hinged on the fish going to market.
You know, to say that all the fish is condemned, all the fish has diesel in it, that's BS. There's no way the diesel ever touched the fish.
Both Andrade and Captain Leck-Leitner believe Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC wanted the fish to be found unsafe for consumption because it allows the company to collect on an insurance claim for the fish's full market value.
If the fish is condemned, then Bristol Bay Seafoods has an insurance claim. They would receive all of that. If it went that way, then the crew would not get paid.
Leck-Leitner says the Department of Labor had liens on the fish. If it had sold, he says Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC would not see any money. Instead, the funds would be used to pay the crew. The Department of Labor has declined to comment until the case is closed. In Alaska, the State Department of Environmental Conservation says it's not unprecedented to have this much fish go to waste. Since 2014, the department has ordered more than 100,000 pounds of fish destroyed at least two other times. In this case, Bristol Bay Seafoods LLC says the Anchorage landfill was the only available disposal option in the state. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.